We are in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Hey, and we are up to Sifches. We'll be completing the Siman. V'chol Zah Seder, we learned the whole Seder tiniest for Eretz Yisrael if it doesn't rain. Shal Yardu G'shamim Klal. Aval Yardu Bervia. They came down at that first period of rain. V'tzamchu Ha'asabim. And they started to sprout. V'schilu L'yabesh. And then it stopped raining and everything's drying up. Harelu Misanim V'zolkim At Sheyardu G'shamim. This already is something, a simin, where you have to daven there, that the rain should fall. Oh, achi yofshu atzmachem, or once they dry up completely. V'chein, migiyaz man ha-pesach, okorav lo, shuzman prichas ilanis peretz yisov, lo yardu gshamim, harelu misanim v'zokim, achi yardu gshamim, ruyim li ilanis. Oh, achi yavar zmanam, or if it's too late for them to sprout already. Until you get enough water to fill up the drinking water, the reservoirs. Even if by the summertime you run out of water. It rains and then stops for 40 days. Bimos hakshamim hareze makas batzoris umesanim vezolkim and sheyardu gshamim o at sheyavar zmanim, or if the time is totally past. But medvar mamun beretz Yisrael v'chaladomala, where Eretz Yisrael has set times for when the rain comes. Avam komeshonas hakshamim shalem kodem shivasu b'mar cheshvan, in a place where the rainy season is either before o achar zman zek shegiyaz manav lo yardu gsham yechidim mesanim shen vechamish v'sheni umafsikim v'shchodesh chanek opurim v'shom achar kach. You wait another 6 days. Excuse me. So the only difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, first of all, is that the you don't have special dates for them. You go by when you need the water if it doesn't rain. Kol tainis shegozim atzibur b'chutz la'aretz ochlem ben balayla. This inyan of making a tainis tzibur that begins at night is only in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Chutz La'aretz. V'dinim k'din shar tainias she'ein gozern ala tzibur tainias k'mon tzom kibur ala b'ez asol b'lvad u'b'gdol ha'mater u'b'osom eser tainias shem gimel en tzom v'sheva achronis. Yud Aleph. Hoyu misanim ala k'shomim v'nenu. They were davening and fasting for rain and they were answered. Kama yerdu v'yu poskim min ha'tainias. At what point can they stop? If it goes into dry earth, a tefach, and worked on ground, gimel tefachim. So there it says when it starts bouncing. We said that in a tzibur, if the tzara ended before chatzos, so we make them complete the tainus. Before chatzos, they don't have to complete the tainus. So what do? They eat and they drink, and in the afternoon they get together and they say halal hagadol. So first of all, they don't say anenu under any circumstances. It means once the tzara stopped, you don't say anenu. Now, with regard to halal hagadol, the reason they eat first is because you don't want to say halal hagadol on an empty stomach. That's inappropriate, except when we say it during davening on Shabbos. In a place where you're afraid that people will eat and drink and get drunk, get them together before they drink. Now, what's halal gadol? Those are the 26 kili olam chazdos, and then we end with the bracha of birkas hakshamim of modim anachtu lach al kol tipa sherat olanu. Then what we say is shir hamalos hinei baruchu. We say that actually in the beginning, and also we say the pasuk of mal nesim in haaretz. Sif yud beis. Ein omrim halal hagadol ella kashenenu biyom tanisam dafka. You say halal hagadol when Hashem answers you on the day of the tainis. Avon lo nenu al yom shalachrov, but if it was on shalachar tainisam, if you weren't answered that day, only a day later, lo then not, because Hashem shows he didn't want to give you an answer just when you davened. Im Yardulem Kshambalel Tanisim Kodem Shalamud Hashachar Ein Omer Malala Gadol. That's Hashem says I don't need your fast. The halachi is that's even Tanisim that start Mibod Yom, because it doesn't really have a shame tainus till the morning.